Mr. Omani, it's only right.
Yeah, you don't be messing up my
Cypher
name.
Cypher omnipotent.
Like that. Don't be doing that.
It's only right.
Cypher omnipotent.
Yeah. We here now. We here. What's in your iPad podcast, season 4.
Mm-hmm.
Season 4. What's going on, family? We're here with Chief Producer, Miss Led. I'm Cypher Omani. What's going on?
We missed you.
Yeah, shout out to Dragonfly Bri.
Facts.
You know.
Yeah, man. Yeah, I miss you guys too, man. Yeah, just been busy. Grinding.
Hey, feel you.
Just grinding, man.
That's how it be.
Yep.
You know we know.
Yep. Grinding the life.
You know we know. Mm-hmm. What's good, though? What's good in the music world? What you been listening to lately?
You want to get right to it, huh? You want to get right to it.
Listen. Only because you know I know it's coming.
Listeners of the podcast, if you've been with us, especially last season, me and Miss Led had a little bit of a debate on Nas's latest projects in 2022.
Oh, shit.
So, mm-hmm. Now that we're coming to the tail end of 2023, Nas has released, two albums? Magic 2 and Magic 3 this year, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What'd you think about... I'm putting you on the spot. What did you think about Magic 2?
I'm sort of lost with Magic 2. I don't think I even really rocked out to that, honestly. You sure that came out this year? That's bad. I'm telling you, it's been that bad. But I could talk about the last one, Magic 3, the very last one that just dropped.
Mm-hmm.
Amazing. That's more my caliber of Nas.
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
I don't know if it was the production. You think so?
I'm surprised to hear you say that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I liked it better than the one we were arguing about, King's Disease. Which one?
I think that was the first one we was talking about, King's Disease.
I think it was. Mm-hmm. I liked it better than that one. And I don't know if it was production. I don't know if it was the beats. But I enjoyed the... I don't know. Right down from the start, I was enjoying.
About time you came back around. About time.
So you think King's Disease was better than this one? This Magic 3?
Off rip, yeah.
Really?
I do think it's better. But I do like Magic 2 better than Magic 3.
Oh, see, I need to go listen because I must be missing out on some goods. I need to go listen to Magic 2.
What you
I
think?
Probably heard it.
5 hours.
What?
I'm about to put 5 hours. I ain't. Man, listen. I ain't listen to
anything. You ain't listen to any of them, Jeez?
I haven't listened to no nothing. I've been listening to John Coltrane.
Yo, no.
Trying to keep my ass calm.
Man, I'm telling you, bro. Yeah, to be honest with you, I haven't really listened to a whole lot of rap this year, neither. To be honest with you, you know what I'm saying. But I've been more into like your chill hop and. Some trip, some old school trip hop, you know, just kind of stay mellowed out myself, man. So I ain't acting like, you know, Michael Douglas and Falling Down or something, you know what I'm saying? What's some new stuff? What other new joints you be listening to, sis? What you been on?
That new West Side Gun.
It just came out, didn't it?
Yeah, amazing. You didn't hear that yet?
Mm-mm. I haven't checked it out yet. Like I said, I haven't listened to a whole lot of stuff this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good.
I think the last album I listened to before this last Magic 3 album from Nas was Killer Mike's album.
Mm.
Killer Mike's album, and I think it's dope. The production on it is dope.
Word.
The features was cool. Like, it's a solid project. Mm-hmm. I fool with it.
Oh. I didn't even know he had a project though.
Me neither.
I mess with Killer Mike.
Yeah, he go hard on it.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He go, yeah, he's tough on this album.
I'm trying to see who else I've been rocking with. I mean, that's it, because I've been doing, like you, I've been doing beats and shit like that, like beat channels. Mm-hmm. Most of the times I throw YouTube on and just do beat channels.
Yeah. That and audio books. Yeah. That's what I've been on.
You better than me. I ain't...
Yeah. Beat channel I've been rocking with lately, well, it's not really like just playing beats, but dude making beats. I forgot his name, but I think the channel's called like John Makes Beats. He was on Rhythm Roulette a couple years ago. You know what I'm talking about, right? I just like his process. You know what I mean? With the synths and stuff like that. He'll just play a bunch of stuff, then sample what he played, chop it up, then make a beat out of it. I think that I like that process. I've actually like stolen that from him quite a bit. Like, you know what I mean?
Hey man, it's
good. You put it out there.
Hey, you giving him his praise and his props though. I mean, you get inspired by people. You implement some of that. Mm-hmm. That's what you're supposed to do. You know what I'm saying?
Heck yeah. Heck yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or he's fire too. He made some bangers for some people before. Mm-hmm. I can't remember exactly who, but he got some big hits out there.
The crazy thing is, like, I was watching his channel and like somebody had to tell me, he's like, yo, you remember he was on Rhythm Roulette? And I was like, huh? And they gave me the video. I was like, oh snap, that's right. You know what I mean? But like, you know, Rhythm Roulette, that come out so far and few in between. Yeah. That, you know, you kind of be forgetting. Because, like, even the video he was on with him, it was a couple years back. You know what I mean? So, like, but that dude is dope to me.
Yeah, he is.
There's been a few of them on that Mass Appeal channel that's been some dope.
It's a fact.
Yeah, there's been some dope content on there. But, yeah, I wish I could think of some of the people off the top of my head as far as what we were just talking about, too. There's been beat makers. There's some young cats coming up now that I never heard of that I've been kind of discovered. That's real super dope too. But I'll try to remember that the next time I'm on.
You know who I mess with on YouTube as well, and I think he's like in our age range. Conductor, he does the beats for Griselda. He does some similar stuff with Griselda. He also just did a joint with Drake. You know what I'm talking about, right? Yeah. Because he be on like the MPC, the SP555, I think. He just used a lot of different little samplers and stuff like that. I watched a couple of his videos, not a whole bunch, but I just like the fact that he does, like, you know what I'm saying? He puts like actual music out and then turns around and then like he still does YouTube videos and stuff like that. I think that's fire, you know?
That's dope. So, but, did anybody listen to that Drake?
No.
Me neither.
Yo, let me tell you, somebody sent me the video that what Drake had with the beat that the dude conducted there, right? And so I heard the beat and I thought the beat was fire. But I'm not a big fan of Drake's music. I never have been. Like, I liked like You the Best back in the day because it was like, you know, it was like catchy and stuff like that. But like, you know, as time went on, I had gotten my share of his music. You know, he got a sound, you know, he does his thing. It is what it is. But I saw the video and dude had the barrettes. I don't know what was in his hair. It's like a rainbow.
I see the picture of it, like, but I didn't know what that was from. I was just like, okay.
I was like, yo. I'm like, I'm confused. I'm confused as all hell. Like, cause like the visuals just took everything away from the song.
I gave it the quick sniff test. I gave it a quick run through, you know, cause I gave it a benefit of the doubt. I was like, yeah, you know, I'll check it out. Why not? You know what I'm saying? I mean, all the hype that was surrounded and all this other stuff. And long story short, it wasn't for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a fan of like the early Drake. Like early Drake, I fooled with early Drake. But I don't know. Just the content, the subject matter, what he talks about a lot now is just not really my vibe. But
was Joe Budden right in what he said?
What Joe Budden say?
You ain't see what he's, you ain't see that little viral?
Yeah, Joe Budden was like that. Basically like, yo, like Drake, you like of a certain age. Why you still rapping like you 15 years younger than what you are? You know what I mean? It's like your content needs to mature so your audience can mature with you or whatever.
Okay.
And then Drake was basically saying that Joe Budden is just a failed rapper and whatnot. And he was like,
I so made he, more he money took it personal. I got more money. Okay.
Yeah.
He sure did.
Yeah, he's like, He's like, I made more money than you. I got more money than you. You know, you signed your deal for $6 million. I make this many million. It was like,
why I gotta be that every time? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, people's opinions is people's opinions, bro. Like,
and the crazy thing is, like, by him saying that, is this in my opinion? You just proved everything he said right. You're not maturing. Like, I got more money than you. Mm-hmm. Like.
Yeah.
And motherfucking somebody got more money than you,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, taking the basic stabs at each other on his end anyway. But yeah, I mean, like I said, I gave it a quick listen and it just wasn't my vibe. It's not my content. It's, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It's just not for me, you know. It does seem like it appeals more to a younger demographic. Maybe because I'm just becoming the old head. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But
Drake always did that, though. Like, mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Like, people always said, oh, well, Drake, you know, he messes with the newer artists and he'll bring them on. Like, they don't even realize, like, that's marketing 101. Like he's cross-branded. He see you a new artist, you got a following, you got a bunch of young fans that might or might not mess with him, right? So what I'm going to do, I'm going to do a song with you, right? I'm going to quote-unquote make you hot. You're going to be hot. But really, all he done is he's really, like, He's riding your coattails, he's riding your wave or whatever, and you're riding his wave. It's beneficial for both parties, right. But then the crazy thing is, after it's said and done, the new artist usually ends up being a one or two hit wonder, and Drake keeps on. You know what I mean? It's wild. So,
that's facts.
You know.
Yeah, I'm just saying, it just wasn't for me. I'm not gonna dookie all over it or nothing like that. I'm just saying, it's just not for me. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, but I did catch that Lil Yachty J. Cole little mashup that they did. That J. Cole verse was crazy. Mm-hmm. J. Cole, I don't know if you guys heard that, but
his verse is always crazy. I ain't hear it, but I saw Joe Budden said something the other day. Joe Budden was like, "Yo, J. Cole, stay away from our gang, our gangster rappers, because everybody always like basically everybody that get in a song with him, they try to match him, but they can't or something like that."
Yeah.
I forgot what it was he said.
Okay, yeah, I can kind of. That's funny, man. And shout out to Joe Budden, man. Shit, I'm a big fan of Joe Budden's music. I don't know why people be dissing his music so much, man. I liked a lot of
Joe Budden's fire. He was a lyricist for real. For real.
I like a lot of his music. Mm-hmm.
That Off to the Races is one of my favorite songs ever in the world.
Off to the Races.
I got a homeboy that loves. He swears by Joe Budden. He was at one of his shows at BB King's, and I guess that, I don't know if Joe Budden is still with this young lady, but she was rapping his verses word for word, and my boy was right there next to her rapping word for word. And she looked over at him, and they looked over at each other, and they just started rapping together. You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? So, yeah. I think that's pretty dope.
Yeah, I wouldn't say he was a failed rapper at all. I mean, look at what he transitioned into, becoming one of the number one podcasts in the world, bro. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
man, listen. People just be saying stuff to hear themselves speak, because if that's the case, if you're talking about his career didn't go as people thought it should, you know, so would you say that the Fresh Prince is a successful rapper? And it's not to diss Will Smith or nothing like that, but like we all know, like Will Smith was cool, but he wasn't like it wasn't like yo. Heard that new word. You heard that getting jiggy with it? Like, come on.
But hey, don't get me wrong. But at the same time, I think Will Smith is nice, though. He nice with how he did it. You know what I'm saying? Because he got some joints. He got joints, but I know what you're saying. You know what I'm saying? I know what you're saying.
He has his lane, you know what I mean? And he never stepped out of his lane. He was never like,
and I gotta respect that.
This whole pop thing ain't working. Yeah. I'm gonna be the Fresh Prince. I'm gonna go back and be the Fresh Prince again, but this time I'm gonna be the Fresh Prince with a little gangster flair. Like he never, you know, he just never like, nah, I'm gonna switch it up. He just stayed who he was. You know right. what I mean? So like, I don't know. I don't see him as being like, I don't see Joe Budden as being a failed rapper.
I don't either.
To me, like you said, for him to be able to pivot that career into something else, like, just to me, just it was dope. Yo, Miss Leigh, I got that photo for you. Hold on. Oh, you gotta see this. Copy. You're gonna love this.
I done forgot what you said you was gonna send me.
Oh, Drake.
Oh yeah, the
Barrett. I'm about to text it to you.
Well, you know, there he goes tapping into other markets again. He's just trying to tap into the gay market because he knows good money. Let me see.
Is that what he's doing?
That's what he's doing.
The views expressed here are the views currently of Miss Led. The rest of us don't. We ain't talking about that shit.
Oh Lord.
You see him?
Yeah, he's a fool.
Yo, he looked like I don't know what he doing, man. People say he's trying to stay a little Yachty swag.
Yeah, because he was like the first person I seen with them fucking berets. Well, see, that's when that whole community, they should stand up now and be like, no, we don't want you. Don't come now trying to rep us because you want our money. Like, you didn't rep us this whole time.
Yo, I seen something the other day. It said, like, that whole community, it's like, the spending power is like $1.9 trillion.
We're supposed to be talking about Serato. Seif don't even know how good Serato got in the last few months.
Seif.
Put him on.
All right, so Serato, like, you know, before it just allowed you to chop. And it time stretch for you, then you could pitch, you could change the pitch, and it'd be like pretty much like, you know, seamless without any type of like audio artifacts when it's going up and down the pitch and matching the tempo. Yo, now you could stem stuff out in Serato, so you could turn like you could turn a sample to have vocals. Guitars, drums, and the rest of the accompaniment, you can turn the vocals off, or you can solo the vocals. You can turn the drums off, or solo the drums. And, like, man, that's listen. Dope. Yeah. And then, oh, my goodness, bro. And like, because you could do it in, like, Koala, and, you know, they got the AI sites that do it. But, like, all those sites that do it, and even Koala, when it pulls them apart, you can hear, like, little artifacts and stuff like that. And sometimes it sounds a little bad. You know what I mean? Yo, I kid you not, Serato sounds amazing. Like it sounds amazing. It's so clean and it's so clear. Like when you do it, like it takes a little while. Like the first time you turn it on your computer, the computer's you hit the button to like solo something or take something out. It's gonna stop the audio for a minute because it's gonna analyze it.
Process it.
Once it analyzes it,
it's so good.
Goodness. It's dope.
That sounds
I'm pulling up files right now because I'm gonna play them for you. It's so good. It sounds better than anything that used.
I'm looking at it on the Mac right now.
Yeah, it's dope. It's real dope.
Just that alone is a game changer with Serato. That alone to be able to just just to do that, like dang, man, that's.
Because Serato automatically, once the sample is in there, it's already analyzing the tempo and it's saying like, oh, your song tempo was this, the sample tempo was this, the sample is in this key. It's giving you all that information. Like you don't have to wait for that or nothing. As soon as the sample's in there, boom, it's giving you that. And now you can, because what I'll be doing, I take that same sample and I'll just open it four times. And then one time I might have, you know, one stem, next stem, next stem, next stem. And so now I'm just muting stuff and it's fire. And then, like, I sent this video to Miss Led yesterday because I made a video basically talking about how you could take, like, I took a vocal sample, right? And you can take that same, you can take the sample with that, whatever sample you take, and then instead of just playing chops, you can have that sample stretched across your keyboard. But because Serato is time stretching crazy, you don't have to worry about a chipmunking. It's just playing the notes wherever you play.
That's crazy.
Man, listen, I turned like this, I think it's Michael Henderson's song. He just sings, oh, girl. So I took the O, took that note, I done made a synth out of this joint. Then, like, you know, It's dope, and I don't see too many people talking about that one feature of Serato, mm-hmm. like the fact that you could like keyboard it out, like
yeah. Niggas the squad. We sample everything. What's in your iPad podcast was good. Support she's a producer. So this week we were talking about Serato synth. Serato sampler. I got a as you can see on the screen, I have a project and reason that I call Serato synth. And the reason why I call it Serato synth, I'm going to show you right now. So we all know Serato is like, it's a real dope plugin, especially when it comes to doing stuff like chopping samples and whatnot, right? But I think one thing that people, I rarely hear people talking about is the fact that you can actually take the sample and you can spread it across the keys. And I think a lot of people kind of just assume, well, you know, it's a sample, of course it can do that. But the way Serato does it is kind of dope, because Serato will actually take that sample and then it will spread it across the keys, but instead of just spreading it like and chipmunking it, it's actually time stretching it. So no matter where you're playing that sample at, it's still going to be at the same tempo that you have your sample set to. So for example, let's take a look here. I'm gonna turn the keys mode off. I'm just gonna play the sample that I have here. So that's all I wanted. All I wanted was that part where he's singing, oh. So I hit the keys and I have it. Everything else is muted. The drums, the piano, the rest of the accompaniment is all muted, because all I wanted was the vocals isolated, right? So if you take a look at, or you take a listen, I should say, to what I did here, let me solo this part. So I soloed it and I took that and I created this. On its own, it's not exactly the greatest thing. But what I also did was I took that vocal and I created, so that one, in that particular instance of Serato, I have it so that the synth, so it's playing polyphonically. But I have another instance of Serato in which I'm using it, but instead of playing it polyphonically, I'm playing it monophonically. I believe this is the one. It says poly on here, but whatever. Anyway, let's check it out. So basically what I did here was I used that same sample to create a bass, and you'll hear it here. So I'll put those two together, you'll hear it. On their own, they sound pretty bad. Let me mute those, the MIDI for it. I like to actually, whatever I do in Serato, because it's a little, like with the stems and everything like that, could be a little heavy on a computer. I like to actually just bounce that out straight to audio. So if I'm gonna play just a hook from this track that I created, so you can hear everything all together. So it came out like this. Just take the sample alone so you can hear that by itself with all the effects. Then there's the bass. And the rest is just me just kind of, you know, adding more parts in. But I just kind of wanted to just show that capability that Serato has. Like I said, I know everybody loves it for chopping, but you can really, really get creative with it. And turn a lot of sounds into whole different things. All right, that's pretty much it. I'm gonna let the track rock so you can hear it a little bit. And then I'll catch y'all next week on a podcast. Peace.
got that mad.
I made a quiet sound with his vocals, and I took it and made it into a bass line as well. And like I was at my job yesterday late, just jamming. Like, yo, this is fire right here. You know what I mean? Like,
that sounds dope, man.
Serato's
that sounds fun too, man. It sounds like a lot of fun.
I'm gonna show you how good. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna show you how clear it is too, right now. Watch. Now you see that's the file right there. Let me turn this up on the mixer. This is everything together.
It's not using the computer.
I know, stop. I hate it. You hear that?
Yeah. Serato.
That shit is beast. That shit sounds so clear. I'm over here trying to.
That's crazy. Man, that's whoo. That opens up a whole nother universe. I'm just sitting here thinking, like, man.
You think of it like me, like when they put it on Serato DJ, everybody was complaining, oh, it's not on the plugin yet. And I was like, yo, you know they're gonna bring it. Just wait. They're trying to make sure that when they bring it to the plugin, that it works right. So then you don't get it and be like, oh, this shit is crap. You know what I mean? But like, just from like a, like me, I think of it like from a DJ perspective. It's like, yo, I always wanted to put the bass line from this song.
Yeah.
With the chorus from this song, with the drums from vocals that song, from the, and then I bring the vocals from that.
Right. Now just sit back thinking like, man, fun. how fun you could have with doing all that, man.
And then the dope thing about it is you can change the key, and you can change the key and the tempo, and oh man, like you could, there's so much
that's
shit
crazy.
You can do with that, man. Yeah, you
that's
know what I mean?
Crazy, dope.
Cause I know me, I've been walking down the street, and I was thinking about it just as I was walking out coming home now, cause the dudes was out in the street playing the Spanish music. You know, the Puerto Rican dudes. I was like, oh no, I gotta get some of that salsa, some of that reggae, them horns, that bam, bam, bam. It's on, I'm telling you. I've been wanting to sample that shit since I was a little kid. Every time I sample it, it's like it was so much going on in here that you know, even the filter is not really going to like do everything you need it to do. But now, forget about it, man. Listen, them horns is about to be on everything.
That Serato is fucking amazing, but... last night we seen Rob Victim made a post saying that the FL Studio blows that shit away, and his post was pretty clear, right, Cheese?
Yeah, I can't even lie. He had took a Bob James song and stemmed it out, and the dope thing about the FL joints, it gives you the actual files, like it gives you the four joints. You
oh
don't
yeah,
have
it
to
tracks
like,
it out instead of yeah, facts.
Yeah, yeah, like it pops the joints out. I mean, you could do that with Serato. You would just have to like physically just record it or whatever. You know what I mean? But I would say this: it was very, very clear. And I went back and I listened to Serato, and I was like, okay, maybe I do hear a little bit of Artifacts, but honestly, I only noticed that after I heard the FL joint. But Serato to me is still, it's the clearest, like Ms. Les said, it's like the cleanest joint that I've used. And I, nothing against FL, but I don't need another joint. Yeah. Like, I
feel you.
I'm good.
Serato, cut the check, yo. The check.
Wait, geez, what do you use your Serato in? In your,
I use Reason? It in Reason.
See, mm-hmm. But when you want the whole DAW, it cost. I forgot what it cost, but I went and grabbed that just to have it, and I didn't like.
Oh, you got.
Yeah.
You got the Serato, yeah.
I bought. I got that. I don't have nothing against it, but I just didn't have time, like you just said about FL Studio. Mm-hmm. I didn't have time to get into a whole. So I just went to something familiar and loaded that shit up in my GarageBand real quick because you know I hate the computer.
Got you.
So I'm literally just taking these joints, doing what I want with them, taking what I want and putting it in the MPC or the SP anyway. So I'm not sitting there making a beat in GarageBand. I'm just getting that sample ready. That's exactly what you could say. I literally use that just to get my sample ready.
Yo, you gotta. I'm gonna send you the info on how you could. Remember, I showed you how I was sending MIDI and audio through the Lightning cable to my to the computer from the to the iPad. You could do that with your phone too, like any iOS device. Like you could you create an aggregate device in on your Mac, and as soon as you plug it up, like it's like connected. You just gotta enable it. And it like literally any audio that comes out of your phone, you just basically it just plugs right in. You can even like use your iPhone as a microphone, but there's a delay with that. That's the only thing.
I was gonna say every time I open my computer, it prompts me to do that, and I hate it.
Yo, listen, that aggregate device, that joint, that's a big move.
Yeah,
because like you know. You know, we sample off of like everything, hence the name. But any audio that's coming out your phone, boom, is going straight into your DAW. So you know how like you gotta do like I don't know like if you in your computer and you're trying to sample from like Apple Music or whatever other streaming device, you gotta do like you gotta get that
third party app shit.
Now it's just like yo, I made a beat and I sampled. I wanted waves crashing in the beat, so I literally typed that in on YouTube. My joint was already plugged in.
Got you.
Boom, press play, record. Waves crashing is in the beat. Got you. And we done.
My joint is hooked up through the Tascam Bluetooth. My iPad and my phone. So anytime I turn this computer on, everything is hooked to that Tascam anyway. So I don't go around all that shit through there.
Oh, so you good. You good then. See, me, I'm either at work or at my girl house, or maybe I might get to go home and stuff like that, mess around over there. But since, you know, I always got to have a work.
Right.
So when I found that out, like, because you see, what happened was I had an audio interface, and every time I would open it in Reason, it would say no inputs, no outputs. And I'm like, what the fuck? My interface is connected. So I looked it up. And it said, this is how you fix it. And so I was like, oh, snap. And then I noticed that in the, the audio MIDI setup, because I had my iPad connected to the computer to charge it, I noticed that it said the iPad was in. It said enable. Once I hit enable, and it tells me that the iPad has two inputs. And you just, like, basically the iPad is an input. And you could either use the speakers or the headphones or whatever is your interface as the output. Okay. So that means that means whatever audio is going on in the iPad or the iPhone is going into the computer and it's coming out of whatever output you choose it to be. So like I done made like four different devices. Like one is the iPad to the speakers, one is the iPad to the headphones, phone to the speakers, phone to the headphones. So it's basically home at this point, and you know what I mean. It's really on. I've been searching for like the quote unquote perfect setup for the longest.
Got it.
And I'm not yet. I'm getting there. I'm getting there. It might have to throw the 404 in there too because of the You know, because I could do audio and MIDI through the USB on that. And then once I get that, and it's gonna be a little complicated. I might have to, like I told you, I might have to make me a little suitcase.
Pop that bitch open, everything in there.
Like, oh, here come Cheesehead's suitcase.
You're gonna need a duffel bag.
And say off-road wheels on it and everything. You ain't lying.
Just wheel that bitch around with you.
You know.
Hey. Oh, here come Cheesehead's music case. Hey, Cheese, we like the music. That was crazy.
Nah, you should make some shit though. That'd be dope.
If I'm telling you, like I got a case at home. It's like the joints look like a suitcase, but it's like red and silver or whatever. So one, I'm really considering like getting like the little Velcro, like to make, you know how they got the video game boxes. Mm-hmm. So I'm considering doing that, but instead of having a PlayStation in there, I have like a sampler in there, and then like. And then I'll just have my little MIDI controller to the side or whatever, and just have everything connected so I don't have to move nothing or change nothing. It's my whole system is set up, you know what I mean? And then like 6 months later, I'll be breaking it down because like I think that something else is
working. Yeah, scratch this from the recording so nobody steal that idea from my mans right here, man. You know what I'm saying?
I ain't worried about that shit.
Word. But yeah, I don't know. That Serato, I'm happy with it.
Yeah,
that's plus, how much it looks dope.
Yo.
Yeah, we need sounds to see the price difference too. How much is the new FL Studio going for right now? I know you could get crack versions, but.
I'm going to look it up right now.
Mm-hmm. See, FL
Studio. I think, kind of, when I caught Serato, I caught it on a half-off sale. So.
Wait, Serato sample is free or no? Jeez. Oh, okay. Mm-mm. Why I thought it was free?
It, you might get. I think because I bought the shit. Definitely got it. They definitely got a demo.
I probably got it because I bought the
FL
whole
Studio. The full version is $200.
Oh, it got cheaper.
Oh man. Yeah, that's real cheap. Wait. Hold on. My bad. All right. So they got FL Studio Image Line with all plugins.
Yeah, $6.99.
Yeah. Yeah, then you got FL21 Producer Edition with Waves plugins is $199 on Amazon. Mm. I mean, it's not bad. $200 bucks for a door is not bad. And considering that, like all the stuff that FL is like, it's a full out, like, you know, you can do everything in it, like. That's dope. I had it back when it was called
Fruit Loops. Well, me too. We all did.
You know
we
what I mean?
We all had that shit.
I couldn't get a sound out that motherfucker, so I just said, all right, you know what?
It was
what?
A very confusing
this ain't
program.
For me. I got one sound out of it, and I was like, yes! And I couldn't remember what I did. I know I was sitting in my boy house for like hours. And I installed it on his computer, and I just left.
Yeah. Had a homeboy like, had to show me
how to. Coming back, I was like, nah.
Had to kind of walk me through how to use it too, and I just couldn't really. Man, I just couldn't.
Yeah, man. I mean, hey, whatever. It is what it is. It wasn't meant for me. You know what I mean? Like, you know.
I wonder. So. I'm gonna look up the app and see if they did any updates to the actual FL. It's not even the same people, is it?
I don't know
why I feel like I remember it was a whole different, like it wasn't even the fucking same people.
Like somebody else came through and wired them.
Because it looks completely different.
Yeah, it's totally different.
Nah, it's the same people. Image Line Software.
Yeah, if it says Image Line, that's them.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the updates now. The last update was a month ago. They fixed loop points in the synth bass EXP presets for the DW sampler. They fixed a bug. I tell you what, it's not in there. It's not that, it's not the stem separation. They got stereo separation and multiband mode, multiband compressor. Yeah, no. Nah.